are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Brian Peacock here on this Tuesday episode. A little later Tuesday release for me. I was actually in Lake Tahoe for a friend's birthday Monday. Wasn't able to get anything done for Monday night for first thing Tuesday morning. So it's a special edition Tuesday afternoon podcast here. And while I was in Lake Tahoe, I took a little walk through the sports book and I saw something interesting in the NFL line. So I want to talk about the early offseason NFL betting lines and how maybe you can make a little bit of money, and we'll see how the sports book views the San Francisco 49ers heading into the 2019 season and the league as a whole. We've got some props to look at too. And as we go through the offseason here, we're going to get to know the 49ers opponents in 2019 a little better. On Thursday's show, Jeff Lloyd of Locked On Browns will be joining me, and some interesting Browns lines here as we look at the NFL betting lines. I think people are very excited about the Cleveland Browns going into the season, as they are the 49ers. A lot of money going in those directions. We will be taking a deeper dive into the 49ers roster as well before training camp, looking deeper into each position group and grading those and seeing how we feel about things heading into the season. A much improved 49ers roster overall, but still some position groups, I think, look much better than others on paper right now. And, of course, another Winky Wednesday tomorrow. So get those mailbag questions into me on Twitter at BDPeacock or email LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. You can go to LockedOn49ers.com to find the streams of the podcast. You can find where to subscribe and other articles on the website there, LockedOn49ers.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and any show on the Locked On Podcast Network on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as all the usual spots. And it always helps if you give us a review if you subscribe through Apple Podcasts. Let's start with the 49ers lines, and then we'll zoom out and look at the league as a whole and check out some of these props and player props, which will be fun. Maybe get some better odds there. 49ers, the over-under, four season wins, eight. Eight season wins total, so a 500 season would push for the 49ers. I think most 49ers fans, most people listening to this podcast, their initial instinct would be, yeah, let's go over. Let's smash that over. Let's throw some money down. You pay 120 to win 100 on the over there, and it's even money on the under. So you get a little bit better odds on the under eight wins for the 49ers in the 2019 season. And I think that's a fair line. I think that's pretty much where I would set it if I was Las Vegas. And by the way, these numbers coming from Harvey's Lake Tahoe, so other sports books and other casinos may vary. I think looking at the division odds is no surprise. The Rams are the favorite in the NFC West. They are minus 150. The Seahawks plus 310. The 49ers, no, have overtaken the Seahawks now. The Seahawks were the favorite for second place. The 49ers is where that money is going. And they slightly have edged the Seahawks. They've got plus 300. The Seahawks are plus 310 now to win the NFC West, and the Cardinals way behind are 25-1 to win the division in 2019. Other division favorites here, NFC North, Bears, slight edge over the Packers, the Vikings, and then the Lions, and actually the Vikings and Packers are both plus 200. That's a tight division, NFC North at the top, with the Bears, Packers, and Vikings almost nearly neck and neck there, and then the Lions way behind. The NFC South is the Saints, the big-time favorite there, then Falcons, then Panthers, then Buccaneers, and NFC East. Cowboys are the favorites, but even money. So I think that's one of those situations. And look, teams with bigger fan bases and more rabid fan bases tend to throw a little bit more money on their team. I think the 49ers, in some cases, looking at the NFC West, I think just more people are putting money on the 49ers, and there's more excitement there than the Seahawks. I think the line originally set with the Seahawks as the favorite over the 49ers is the way I would have expected to see in the lines. And I think when you look at the NFC East, I think most people would pick the Eagles as maybe even the favorites out of the NFC, one of the best teams in the NFL, over the Cowboys. But the way these lines are make me think more people are putting money on the Cowboys, maybe because that's the huge Cowboys fan base, quote-unquote America's team. I know, I hate that moniker too. But I think that's why maybe The Cowboys just slightly ahead of the Eagles there, and then it's a two-team race there as far as this goes, with the Redskins and the Giants way behind with 12-1 and 15-1 odds to win the NFC East. Looking at the AFC, the Chiefs are the favorite in the West with the Chargers, and then the Broncos at 7-1, the Raiders at 12-1. AFC South, the Colts are the favorites with the Jaguars and Texans pretty tight at 2-3, and the Titans. That's an interesting division, I think. I do like the Colts, but I would not be surprised by any of those teams making some noise. I think the AFC South is going to be one of the funner divisions to watch, just because I think a lot of those teams could be good, but none of those teams have shown that they're sort of ready for prime time and ready to be that team yet. And I wouldn't really be surprised any order of those four teams, the Colts, Jaguars, Texans, and Titans, although it looks like Vegas thinks the Colts are easily the favorite there. AFC North, we've got the Browns, then the Steelers, then the Ravens, then the Bengals are way behind. Nobody likes the Bengals right now, 20-1 odds. I think the only team worse in the AFC is the AFC East here, with the Dolphins 25-1 odds. The favorite, obviously, the Patriots, and they're -525. So you got to pay $525 to win $100 to bet on the Patriots. By far the biggest favorite of any of these division winning odds. The Jets are 2, the Bills are 3, and the Dolphins way behind there in the AFC East. So those are the division odds there. I don't know if I would throw any money down on any of that stuff. I think the funnest division is probably the AFC South and the NFC West. NFC West is going to be a good one, because I could see any of those three teams, Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers, really making a lot of noise in the NFC. Cowboys and Eagles are both pretty good. I think, obviously, looking at those, if you were just betting straight up who's going to win the division and you had better odds for the Eagles and the Cowboys, easily you're putting the money on the Eagles there, in my opinion. And with the Patriots, of course, they're massive favorites. It blows me away how bad the rest of the AFC East has been just putting together a competitor, just to compete with the Patriots for the division there. Still, the Patriots and three bad teams on paper, and it blows my mind. And not only are the Patriots good, and you would expect them to be near the top or at the top every year, until Brady and Belichick are done, nobody is even good to compete with them. There's just no competition there. It's crazy. So they get a cakewalk every year into the playoffs, and a lot of times a first round bye. The Browns is one team I would definitely not put a cent on, just because I think they could take that huge step, and I think they're a darling team and a sleeper team for a lot of people, but looking at these lines, they're not even close to a sleeper as far as Vegas is concerned. Like, that money's been played, and they're acting like they are a favorite. Like, they're acting like they've been this powerhouse team already for a few years and making waves into the playoffs. And so I'm going to ask Jeff Lloyd about that and see how crazy the Browns fan base is and how much Kool-Aid they're drinking over there in Cleveland, because I got to believe they're drinking a ton of orange-flavored Kool-Aid in that part of the United States, because everyone's excited about the Browns. And when people outside of Cleveland are fired up for the Browns, you know they're going crazy over there with big expectations. And it reminds me a little bit of what's going on with the 49ers last year, although I think the Browns roster is a little better, a little deeper than the 49ers roster was going into 2018. Still want to get to the Super Bowl champion lines. Those are interesting, NFC and AFC conference lines, and they already have the lines out for week one too. So Bucks 49ers, I wonder who the favorite is there. More and along with some player props after I tell you guys about Blue Chew. Guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's like blue, the color blue, and chew like you chew it. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Who is the favorite to win Super Bowl 54? We're on 54, right? I swear to God, the NFL is doing themselves a disservice by using Roman numerals to represent the Super Bowls. Not because it's that hard to read Roman numerals, but it's hard to remember. It's like, wait, which one was it? Where were we? I feel like nobody knows what Super Bowl we're on because they're thinking back, trying to convert the Roman numerals in their head. And they're like, wait, was that the one with the line before the V? Or we the L before the V? What's going on? Super Bowl 54, I believe, in Miami. I'll give you a hint. It's not the Miami home field Dolphins that are the favorite. In fact, I believe the Dolphins might be dead last as far as favorites to win the Super Bowl. The favorite, as far as sports books are concerned, is no surprise, the New England Patriots. They are a 5.5-1 odds to win the Super Bowl in 2020. The Chiefs, number 2, 7.5-1. Number 3 is the Bears, surprisingly. 8-1 odds for Chicago to win it all. And then the Browns coming in, number 4, they are 10-1 odds. And I think those two teams, especially the Browns and the Bears, are teams that people are throwing money at, and I think those probably have changed quite a bit to what the opening lines were for them right after the Super Bowl last year ended, because those are just the darling teams. Those are teams on the rise, teams that people really believe in, and teams that people think are going to take a huge step in 2019. The next group of teams, the Eagles, the Colts, the Rams, and the Saints are all right in there, 11 or 12-1 overall, and then the 49ers are in a group of teams just outside the top 10, they are 22-1 to win it all. So 49ers, yeah, I like that. 22-1 odds. Throw a little money on your 49ers to win the Super Bowl and think that's not a terrible wager. I wouldn't throw a ton of money at the 49ers at 22-1, but I think you throw $100 down there and have someone win a couple grand maybe when the 49ers are champions and add a little icing to that cake. If you're trying to go big and you want some longer odds for a team to win the Super Bowl, I'm looking at maybe the Texans 40-1, because I think that AFC South, as I talked about, is a little bit of a crapshoot division, and I like the quarterback, and I think that betting on quarterbacks, betting on a team that could really get hot and make a run, I like that, although, you know, they would run into, and you would get the Bill O'Brien. Actually, there's a couple of Bill Belichick disciple teams that I think would be the ones to throw money at. Another one that, to me, that just doesn't make sense is the Titans. The Titans are 150-1. And I think they have a pretty good roster. And I think Vrabel's got them going in the right direction. That's one that I really like. If I was to throw some long shot odds there, that one's easy to me. I would throw a little bit of money on the Titans to get 150-1 odds on the Tennessee Titans winning the Super Bowl. I like that one a lot. I like what the Titans are doing there. The Jaguars, it's 75-1. I think that's a nice little bet because their defense is so legit. And they've got a lot of pieces. They seem like they're ready to go. All they needed was to figure out a quarterback and plug in a quarterback. And now they've got Super Bowl champion Nick Foles. If Nick Foles can recover any of that magic he had in Philly, maybe the Jaguars can make some noise too. So I like that division actually to target that AFC South just because it's kind of a jumbled mess. Nobody knows what to do with those teams. And the Colts are the favorite. But I like the chances for some of the other teams in the AFC South as well. And certainly, I think that's smarter money at 75-1 for Jacksonville or 151 for the Titans versus 8-1 odds for the Bears or 10-1 odds for the Browns to win the Super Bowl, because I don't think there's that big of a difference between those teams, even if I did think, you know, maybe the Bears do have a little bit better chance than some of those other teams. And before we get to the player props, let's look at just the NFC West real quick and check in on the 49ers. They're 11-1, so they were 22-1 for the Super Bowl. Half of those odds, 11-1. To win the NFC and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So that makes sense. And then some other ones that don't make so much sense, a team like the Titans, I said they're 150-1, they're only 60-1 to win the AFC. So those kind of numbers don't really add up to me. And going further just with the Titans for some reason, which it just doesn't all add up. So the 49ers are 22-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. The Titans are 150-1 to win the Super Bowl, but when you look at the season total win lines, the Niners, 8 is their over-under for win total. Titans, 7.5. So if you think that the Titans, the over-under should be set at 7.5 wins on the season, yet their odds to win the Super Bowl are 150-1, but the 49ers, you think they're going to win a half more game than the Titans, but they're 22-1, it tells me the Titans number is a little bit skewed here, and I think looking at season win totals is a little bit more accurate to what they think will happen. And I think when you look at these other odds, like Super Bowl winners and things, this is where money and has gone to certain teams and has skewed things. So you see like the Bears and the Browns, where you're not getting as good of odds as you should, but a team like the Titans, you're getting great odds. So I'd throw my money at the longer odd teams, throw a little bit less money and see if you can get lucky and win a little bit of cash. But I am in no way a professional gambler, and you should not ever take my advice when you're betting. I want to put that out there right now. But I would like to hear what you guys think about that. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there are way more into sports betting than I am. I just thought they were interesting when I looked at some of these NFL lines, and some immediately jumped out to me when I was in Lake Tahoe having a little bit of fun at the sports book, mostly watching my good friend, the birthday boy, lose all of his bets on hockey and baseball. Let me know, at BD Peacock, who are your favorites? Where do you think you see an opportunity to make some money here in betting? And would you throw down 11-1 to make the Super Bowl, 22-1 to win the Super Bowl? And what do you think about that 8 win total for the 49ers this season? You going over or under? Let's see. Before we get to the player props, let's go to week one. The week one line's already up here. And the 49ers at Buccaneers, September 8th. And it's dead even. It's a straight pick 'em here. Nobody's the favorite, which tells me if it's a neutral site, usually the home team gets a 3-point bump, so they think the 49ers are a field goal better at a neutral venue. It's not a 10 a.m. start West Coast time, which I think is good for the 49ers, so it's a 1 p.m. start still. So that helps maybe later start time, but we're talking early September in Tampa. Isn't that going to be like the sweatiest mess of weather in the afternoon there? So I don't know if the 49ers are going to be ready for that humidity. That's still not a great way to start the season traveling to the East Coast. I guess a little bit better that it's a 1 p.m. start instead of a 10 a.m. start for the 49ers on their West Coast body clocks. But that's an even. That's a straight-up even matchup. Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What is that team going to look like? Jameis Winston? I'm going to get to that in a second. People are betting hard on that Bruce Arians offense in Tampa. But looking at those team lines, they don't think the Bucs are going to be necessarily a very good team overall. 6 wins is what the line is set for that team, but they like the offense. So I think that's an interesting one, and really there's no way to know. New coaching staff, how that's going to react early in the season, week one with the 49ers, and we don't really know how the 49ers are going to look here in the 2019 season. So always interesting when the season begins, and right now the odds there, it's straight up. It's a straight pick 'em with the Bucs and the 49ers week one in Tampa when the season kicks off September 8th. I'm going 49ers on that one. 49ers are going to come out hungry this year. I just think they are, man. I really do. And maybe Bruce Arians has that team clicking. Maybe it'll take a while. We'll see. I don't like coaching staffs week ones generally, although that's not a hard and fast rule. I like the 49ers. I'll take 49ers for sure to win week one at Tampa, and I don't think the Bengals are great, so I think the 49ers have a good shot. I like the teams. I like the matchups they have to start the season, even though they're on the road for weeks one and two. It's a rough start when you think, oh no, on the road. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the teams, and you get those two road games out of the way. You've got an early bye, then you got a lot of home games the rest of the way. If they can get through those first 2 weeks, the 49ers are looking pretty good as far as the schedule goes, even though they do have some tough matchups down the stretch. Oh, and by the way, 49 points is the over-under for week one. It's one of the higher over-unders. Chiefs and Jaguars is 52.5, and the Saints-Texans is 53.5, and Steelers-Patriots 51. So that's the fourth highest scoring game as far as the over-under with 49. And I'm gonna whisper this. I'm going under on that one with the way the 49ers have had struggles putting the ball in the end zone. I think they can win, but I don't know if this is necessarily a team that you're going to be betting huge on. And we'll see how Jameis Winston looks. He could do the thing where he throws 3 picks, or he could throw 4 touchdowns. Who knows? I might go under on that 49 points week one, and 49ers winners. That's where I'm betting. That's where I'm probably not going to put my money, actually. But if you do, that would be my advice, and please don't take it. Okay, let's take a quick break here, get into some fun player props. And this podcast is brought to you in part by Hotels.com and Grip 6 Belts. NFL player props 2019. We've got player to lead the league in passing yards, rushing yards, and receiving yards. Let's start with quarterbacks, players to lead the league in passing yards. And the favorites go like this. Patrick Mahomes is 3.5 to 1. Matt Ryan is 5.5 to 1. I'm actually a little bit surprised that Ryan is number two there, ahead even of Drew Brees, who's 9 to 1. Andrew Luck is actually third, tied for third with Mayfield. Again, the Browns, man, getting just a huge bump. Baker Mayfield, 7 to 1. Andrew Luck, 7 to 1. Then we've got Drew Brees, 9 to 1. Tom Brady is 16 to 1. Let's see if anybody else is in there. Roethlisberger's 10 to 1. Goff is 12 to 1. Aaron Rodgers, 10 to 1. So, a lot of the usual suspects there. I'm definitely not throwing money down on Baker Mayfield just because, come on, he's the fourth. I mean, he could definitely do it, absolutely, but I just don't like the odds there. He's just, the Browns are the darling of the NFL right now. I can't wait to talk to Jeff Lloyd about that on Thursday's show. Just looking at these numbers, so Jimmy Garoppolo, 18 to 1 odds to lead the league in passing yards, and I think the 49ers could throw up some yards. I don't know if I would take that bet for Garoppolo, though. It's just, not enough of payoff there. I just don't think the odds are a little bit long for a lot of these quarterbacks. The ones I like, I mentioned earlier, Deshaun Watson. I think that's maybe where I would put my money. Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson here, both coming in at 40 to 1. And I just think those guys could both have an opportunity. I know the Seahawks like to run the ball a lot, which caps Russell Wilson, but he's still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. If they get in a position where they have to throw a lot, they get behind in some games maybe, or the run game sort of falters a little bit for him and they have to rely on Russell Wilson to do things. And that wouldn't be a bad strategy, I think, for the Seahawks when you have a quarterback that good. Deshaun Watson, I've talked about him. I just like that, take that next jump this year. We saw it with Jared Goff last year. I like that third year bump for Deshaun Watson to really take off. He's got a stud wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, who we'll talk about momentarily. And again, I like the offense. I like Deshaun Watson, 40 to 1 odds makes a little bit more sense for a payoff there versus some of these other guys. Carson Wentz is an interesting one too at 30 to 1, and he's had those injuries, and I think he hasn't been able to put it all together. I kind of like that number. And just with the long odds guys, like, I can't see putting any money, even though the odds are great, for Josh Allen, 150 to 1, or Lamar Jackson, 200 to 1. I just don't see those guys. Maybe Josh Allen, just because he's got that arm, and maybe they're playing from behind and they got those game scripts and he has to chuck the hell out of the ball. But it's probably going to be the usual suspects there at the top with, Drew Brees 9 to 1. If I had to bet, I might just go put a little bit on one of those guys, but I don't really like any of those odds. I think if you wanted to bet on something 49er related right now, just the way things look with 49ers camp and who's doing what, and the injuries to the 49ers have so many running backs. And so I think it's been really hard for people to put their stamp on a guy, whether it's fantasy football or whether it's betting odds. I'm looking at this list for the league leaders in rushing, and Tevin Coleman comes in at 60 to 1. And if you were to tell me right now, no matter who that player is, give me a name, who's going to lead the 49ers and carry the load for the 49ers, I would put money on that guy to lead rushing. And I think Tevin Coleman is that player right now, 61, just because Jerick McKinnon coming off the ACL. We already know how banged up Matt Breida was last year and dealing with that ankle all year long. And can you count on him to carry the load? Probably not. So at best, he might split the carries. And with Tevin Coleman already the healthy guy, and then you've got the torn pec muscle for Matt Breida, to me, I think that's just it's just a smart bet, even though I like Matt Breida may be better than Tevin Coleman as a pure runner. I've talked about that on the show. I just don't think you can count on Matt Breida carrying the load for an NFL offense right now. And hopefully, he proves us or proves me wrong this season. But Tevin Coleman seems like that's a great bet of all of these at 60 to 1 to lead the league in rushing, because Kyle Shanahan offenses can run the heck out of the football. The guys that have the best odds here are Zeke Elliott's the leader. He's 3 to 1 to lead the league in rushing yards. Saquon Barkley second with 5 to 1 odds. Then Nick Chubb 6 to 1, Le'Veon Bell 8 to 1, and Todd Gurley 9 to 1. I don't dislike the Todd Gurley one. I know there's all that injury stuff with him right now, but I think they're just being smart and holding him out. He's just too talented. He could absolutely lead the league in rushing yards. I think with his discount right now, especially in fantasy football, Todd Gurley, I'm liking where his number is coming in in the fantasy football world, but I would also take Daryl Henderson as the handcuff there for sure. Daryl Henderson's getting a little bit more pricey too, because I think a lot of people are feeling that same vibe as far as fantasy football running backs are concerned. All right, let's finish it up with wide receivers. And let's see, who is the favorite to lead the league in receiving yards? Julio Jones is number one. He's 4-1 odds to lead the league in receiving yards. Antonio Brown, 6-1. DeAndre Hopkins actually is second, 5.5-1 odds. Mike Evans, 8-1. Davante Adams, also tied for fifth at 8-1. Actually, Juju Smith-Schuster is ahead of those guys now at 6-1, which is very interesting. So Antonio Brown, who has left Pittsburgh, moved over to Oakland, 6-1 odds. That's the third best odds to lead the league in receiving yards. And now tied with those same odds is the guy who's most likely going to take a lot of those targets up in Pittsburgh, 6-1 odds. So do you think, looking at those numbers, do you think that that makes sense, that Juju Smith-Schuster that good of a receiver that he's just going to take all of what Antonio Brown had? Basically, you're saying, okay, Antonio Brown, he moves on from Pittsburgh. Well, it's actually Ben Roethlisberger in the system, and Juju Smith-Schuster, as good as he is, he can be the best wide receiver in the league now and replace Antonio Brown. I'm a little skeptical there, as much as I really do like Juju Smith-Schuster. I just don't know if you can just say, okay, those targets are gone. Here you go, Juju, you get them all, and that's now your production. Now you are Antonio Brown. I just don't think it's that easy. Looking at these numbers here, and not very many 49ers on this list. In fact, there are zero 49ers wide receivers on this list, but there is one 49ers tight end. George Kittle showing up at 35-1 odds. He is the only 49ers pass catcher that's even on this list that's bettable. So, like, Vegas just does not respect the 49ers passing game right now, but they still think that Jimmy Garoppolo is a top 10 quarterback as far as his 18-1 odds are to lead the league in passing yards, which is interesting, but they don't like his wide receivers aside from George Kittle, his tight end. Travis Kelce is tied, so they are both by far the best tight ends here as far as odds to lead the league in receiving yards with 35-1 odds. The guy I like here, again, I would go probably, I like DeAndre Hopkins, but, you know, 5.5-1, that's just not great odds, not worth betting on, in my opinion. I like Michael Thomas at 10-1, just being attached to Drew Brees and that Saints offense. I like that one a lot, but again, not long enough odds. I'm going to look further down the list at some longer odds. I'm not going to go George Kittle as my pick here. I'm going to go Calvin Ridley. 75-1 odds, because I like the offense, I like his quarterback, and I know he's got to compete with Julio Jones for targets, but second-year wide receiver taking that second-year jump, Julio Jones has that injury history. Julio Jones, let's say he goes down with a leg injury early in the season. Now you've got Calvin Ridley, the number one target in Atlanta, 75-1 odds. He's in his second year in the league now. He already showed he's ready to go after what he did in his rookie season. I might put a little bit of money there, but to be honest with you, I don't like a lot of these props. I think Tevin Coleman, of all these player props, as a 49ers running back and a ball carrier for Kyle Shanahan's offense, 60-1 odds to lead the league in rushing yards. Of all these player props, I think that's where I would put my money. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On 49ers. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to get back into the groove of looking at the 49ers roster, breaking down and grading position groups, and also checking in with some crossover episodes on 49ers opponents for the 2019 season. Jeff Lloyd will be my guest Thursday, and I will be talking to Nick Winkler, as usual, Wednesday. Get those mailbag questions in at BD Peacock on Twitter, and I'll talk to you guys then right here on Locked On 49ers.